Blackjack!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, The 10-Minute Mayor, in just 1 minute. The town of Brimful was a powder keg with a short fuse the day United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles landed there. Along the main street, men eyed each other in deadly silence and kept their hands close to their holsters. Then a single gunshot lit the fuse and the powder keg blew up in Wild Bill's face with a battle royal over the death of the 10-Minute Mayor.
Bill, I sure don't like the looks of these gents around us. I feel like an accident going somewhere to happen.
Why, Jingles, the new mayor's going to speak.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for electing me mayor of Brimful. That is, I want to thank the ones that voted the Do Right Party ticket.
Bill, that little bunch of men on the other side of the crowd ain't exactly in favor of the mayor.
I heard those boos. I know who's doing it. Well, I got something to say to you, John Gadsden. You and Mel Sutter, too.
Nothing you got to say means anything to us, Mayor.
Well, you better listen. You're on your way out. You and Sutter and the whole Gadsden gang. You've had your way with this town too long.
Yeah? Who's gonna run us out, you pinhead?
With the help of the good citizens of this town, I am. I've been mayor of Brimful 10 minutes now, and before I'm through, you'll see.
Bill, this could lead to trouble.
Yeah, Jingles, let's get over that. Come on.
You're through right now, Mayor. Your 10 minutes are up!
Bill, he shot the mayor. Mel Sutter did it.
He sure did. Grab him, partner.
Look out, Sutter. Here comes Hickok.
You better keep out of this, Hickok, if you know what's good for you.
You're under arrest, Mel Sutter.
You're taking a big chance, Hickok. My gun's still out and you ain't drawn.
You'd never get us both, Sutter. Now drop that gun and stand hit.
I stand nothing. Gadsden, blast
Bill!
Gadsden, I'm shot!
Don't move, Gadsden. Pick up those guns, Jingles.
Yeah. Bill sure spreads them around when he starts shooting, don't he?
Gadsden, do something.
Oh, dry up. He only cut a crease in your arm. You ought to know better than to draw down on Wild Bill in the first place.
Well, you said we couldn't let him stop us from getting the mayor and taking care
Shut
of him.
Shut up. You talk too much, Sutter.
Well, from now on, he's going to be talking to himself in jail until the judge gets around to his trial. And that shouldn't take long, either.
You ain't taking him to jail, Hickok.
He's a killer, Gadsden. He's going to jail. Stand aside. Move out, Sutter.
Yeah, and the next jasper that tries to stop us had better draw fast. Now step along, Sutter.
Go and quit poking me with that six gun.
You can't hold him, Hickok. You ain't got a jail strong enough. Take my warning, you tinhorn lawman. Mel Sutter will never come to trial.
Doggone it, Bill. If they're going to do something, why don't they do it?
Steady, Jingles. We've got all night till morning.
Yeah, and that don't make me feel any better either. I'm as jumpy as a jaybird on a barbed wire fence.
Well, if they try to take Sutter out of this jail, they're going to have a fight on their hands.
Now, what's that?
Sutter.
Hey, you going to let me starve in here, Hickok? Law says you've got to feed me while I'm here.
Killer like you don't deserve to eat.
Go across to the cafe and get him some food, Jingles.
Well, Bill, I ain't going to leave you here alone.
Yeah, it's all right. If there's any shooting, you'll hear it.
Hey, what about it? You going to feed me or ain't you?
No, I'd like to feed him all right. Horseshoe nails with cactus for dessert.
Might bring back a couple of sandwiches and some coffee for me, too, Jingles.
All right. You lock this door behind me, Bill. Don't let nobody...
Let him have it!
Feel the rest of it! Hold it!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Just as Jingles opened the door to start across to the cafe, a burst of gunfire stopped him short.
Bill, they're out there! Watch them, hold them!
Close the door, Jingles. I'll blow out the lamp.
Now, at least they can't see us in here.
We can't see much of them either, Jingles.
I can see a shadow there.
Nice shooting, partner. That'll discourage them.
You don't stand a chance, Hickok. You might as well give up now and send Sutter out to us.
Not by a jugful, you sneaking owl hoot.
If you want him that bad, Gadsden, you'll have to come in and get him.
We're coming after him, all right. Hurry up. And watch where you're shooting. You might hit me, too.
Low down, varmint. I wish they would.
No, you don't, Jingles. We've got to see that Sutter comes to trial.
Who's that shooting?
Bill, what do you make of that?
Those shots came from up the street.
All right. You guys hit the saddle. The whole town's out after us. We'll be back.
Bill, the do-right boys are taking a hand. They're running Gadsden off.
That pulls us out of a hole for a while, Jingles, but Gadsden said he was going to be back.
Now, doggone it, now what?
Look out the window, Jingles.
Oh, ain't gonna do any good. What do you think I am, a cat or a hooty owl?
Mr. Hickok, it's Ted Sherman. You all right in there?
Ted Sherman? Ooh-wee, now that's a relief.
Light the lamp, Jingles. I'll let him in.
Sure, Bill.
Come on in, Ted. We got a lot to thank you and the boys for.
Glad we came along in time to help you out, Marshal. That Gadsden's had his day. We've made up our minds to cut him off at the pockets.
That may not be so easy, Ted. They've got to get a conviction on Sutter first. By the way, Jingles, you better check on the prisoner.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
You reckon old Judge Pitcher will give a fair trial and just sentence against Sutter for shooting the mayor, Hickok? He's never gone against Gadsden yet.
You're right, Ted. Maybe we better take Sutter to the county seat for trial.
Bill! Bill, he's gone! Come quick!
What?
Who's Sutter? What are you talking about? Sutter, I guess.
Bill, look at that window. They pulled those bars out clean as a whistle while he was gunfighting.
You mean they broke Sutter out of the cell?
Looks that way, Ted. He's long gone.
That coyote Gadsden put one over on us, Bill.
He sure did, partner. But we'll get Sutter back and make him stand trial if we have to turn every rock in the state.
Oh, now, Bill, I got an awful backache just hearing you talk like that.
We'll give you all the help you want, Marshal. Just call on us. Well,
thanks, Ted, but I guess this job is up to Jingles and me.
Yeah, doggone it. We was soft-headed enough to let them free that varmint.
You do right, boys. Better get busy and pick yourself a new mayor, Ted.
Yeah, if you don't, first thing you know, Gadsden will have a stranglehold on the whole town again.
All right, Jingles, check your guns and ammunition. We've got our work cut out for us.
Now what are we going to do, Bill? We've been riding for darn near 24 hours and ain't found Sutter yet. Why don't we just take Gadsden to jail?
We haven't got enough to hold him on, Jingles. But let's go into his gambling palace and talk to him anyhow.
Bill Hickok, Gadsden has every gun-toting owl hoot in the county inside his plate. I ain't hankering to get all shot up till I've had some sleep.
Move on, John. Move on.
Oh, Joker.
Later, Jingles. This may not take long.
Well, one doggone minute is too long. Bill, it's suicide to go in there.
Steady, partner, steady. Hey, Gadsden seen us.
Yeah, and so's all the rest of those squint-eyed gunfighters.
You let me do the talking, Jingles, and don't bat an eye no matter what I say. Howdy, Gadsden.
What do you want here, Hickok?
Well, maybe I want to tell you we found Sutter.
You found... But what are you up to, Hickok?
Nothing except taking him before a judge to be tried for shooting the mayor yesterday, Gadsden.
You're bluffing.
Am I? Well, come on, Jingles. Now we can get some sleep.
Good. Doggone it, Bill. You said we were going to get some sleep. What'd you drag me around behind Gadsden's place for?
Quiet, Jingles. I don't think we'll have long to wait.
What are we waiting for? Why'd you practically tell Gadsden we found Sutter when you know doggone well we didn't?
Well, if he wants to believe that, that's all right with me. I thought I'd give him something to worry about, bud.
Hey, Bill, look.
Yeah, I guess Gadsden was a little worried, all right. Jingles, this time he's not going to get away from us.
Buckshot, come here, boy.
Oh, more riding.
Quit your fretting, Jingles. Hit that saddle. All right, Buckshot, stretch out.
Yeah!
Jump, Joker! If that Jasper gets away this time, I may never get to sleep again. Ha, ha, ha! There he goes, Bill, up the hill.
They're out on his tail, Jingles. We don't want to lose him.
Up there, Buckshot.
Where's he leading us, Bill?
Right to the spot we've been looking for all last night and today, or I miss my guess.
Yeah, well, why didn't you ask him before?
Because I didn't think of it, I guess.
Well, you just got to learn to think faster. I get awful tired.
Hold it, partner. Hold it, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Bill, if that's Gadsden, he's getting off his horse. Hey, ain't that a cabin in the shadow in the moonlight there?
Yeah. Now, come on, we're at the end of the trail. Stand there, Buckshot.
Yeah, you too, Joker. Now, don't go away. I don't want to walk home.
Now, be quiet and follow me.
All right, but I don't see what he's doing come up and up here in the middle of the night all of a sudden. What do you reckon he's got hid out in that cabin, Bill?
You're talking when you should be listening, Jingle. Hey, hold it.
Oh, sorry.
Now we'll see.
In the dark?
Quiet.
Oh, sorry. Sonny, are you here?
What? Sure, I'm here, Jackson. Where'd you think I was?
Bill, do you hear that?
That blasted Hickok pulled a bluff on me.
Hickok? Where'd you see him?
He come to my place tonight, told me he'd found you and was taking you somewhere for trial.
Oh, I ain't seen him. He played you for a sucker, Jackson.
Hey, what was that?
Quiet, Jingles.
I heard something out there.
Yeah, and he's sure going to be surprised when he finds out what it was, too.
You're just getting jumpy, Jackson.
You hadn't pulled that darn fool stunt of shooting the mayor, we wouldn't be in this thick, Sutter.
Now, don't go throwing all the blame on me. You said get him out of the way. What are you scared of, anyway? Mm-hmm. We've got enough gunfighters to handle Hickok any day.
Sure. Sure we have. Guess I am getting jumpy. Sure, we got plenty of guns on our side. I'm going to continue to run the town of Brimful. Just because Hickok showed up for a day don't mean nothing.
Sure is talking himself into it, ain't he, Bill?
Yeah, I guess we've heard enough, partner.
We gonna take him now, Bill?
Might as well. Come on, you take the window and I'll walk in the door.
Okay, Bill, now be careful.
Sutter, I did hear something out there. Who's there?
Tell him, Bill!
Bill! Wild Bill!
And Jingles! Let him have it, Jackson! Shoot, your fool!
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. In the split second it took Mel Sutter to recognize Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles in the half-dark, Gadsden's guns began to bark.
Oh, good shot, Gadsden. You got the big one.
Jingles, are you hit?
Oh.
Now's our chance, Sutter. Spread out and run for it.
Hey. All right, Bill. Don't let him get away.
Come back here, you varmint.
You'll never get that close again, Hickok.
Jingles, where'd he hit you?
Oh, doggone it. Why'd I have to get in the way of that Jasper's lamp? Now they got away again.
Oh, forget it, partner. We'll find them. Now, where'd he get you?
Oh, in the leg, Bill. I got no feeling in it at all.
Then hang on to me and we'll get you in the cabin where I get some light and work by.
Oh, little old lead slug ain't going to stop me. You know that,
Take
Bill.
Take it easy, will you? I can go borrow a buckboard from one of the ranchers and haul you back to town.
Buckboard? No, sir. I rode out here and I'll ride back. You ain't hauling me into town in no buckboard like a cord of wood.
Gadsden, you sure slowed up, Hickok, when you plugged Jingles. They'd have had us cold in another minute.
Yeah, Hickok ain't so big. I wish I'd have plugged him instead.
Coming into town, you better keep your eyes open. Those do-rights boys are still out to get us.
I was thinking about that. If they got any idea they're going to run me out of town, they're bulldogging the wrong steer.
I guess, look.
Yeah.
Lights in the meeting hall.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, boy, whoa. Hey, there's a bunch of men in that hall, Sutter.
Yeah, you reckon it's the do-right crowd?
Well, I know one way to find out. Come on, we'll give a listen outside the window.
Yeah, that's the do-right gang, all right.
Yeah, this is good enough to hear what they're saying.
Well, now that we're all here, gents, let's discuss how we're going to rid ourselves of Gadsden and his crew of gunslingers.
That's that Ted Sherman talking so big.
Yeah, talking too big. Come on.
What are you going to do, Gadsden?
Fix his wagon right now.
We'll never have a better chance. Let's go get the boys. We can wipe out those mealy-mouthed do-riders before Hickok gets back.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, all the boys are here. Good. All right, you guys. Come on now, dry up and listen to me. It's come time for a showdown with those blasted do-riders. All right, then, fill your chambers and follow me.
How do you figure to do this, boss?
Easy. I spotted that wagon full of dry hay on the high side above the hall. Just set a match to it and turn it loose.
You mean burn down the meeting hall with them in it?
Yeah. And if any of them run out, we'll gun them down.
Oh, now, boss, that's wholesale slaughter.
You getting water in your backbone, Sutter?
Oh, no, but I
said it's going to be a showdown, and I meant it. Now, here's the wagon. I'll strike a match to it. All right, now, you men surround that meeting hall. Shoot the first guy. Dan, it's me, too, you low-down salamander. Right, you got here just in time for the fireworks, Hickok. Gun him down, you jugheads. Shoot, I said.
Ain't none of your pack of coyotes got enough nerve to swap lead with Wild Bill, Gadsden.
Well, I have.
Now, Gadsden, I've been mighty easy with you, but your time's run out. Call Ted Sherman and his men, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. Hey, Ted! Ted Sherman! Bring your boys and come on out. We got some fish to fry.
Sutter, blast your hide. You got us into all this by shooting the mayor.
You ain't blaming me, Gadsden. It was your idea.
Well, you're both going to pay for it when the circuit judge gets through with you.
Circuit judge? We ain't waiting for him. We got a judge right here, Judge Pitcher.
That won't work, Gadsden. We know Judge Pitcher's under your thumb.
Yeah, and you can't buy the circuit, Judge. You'll get what's coming to you.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, Sutter, let's make a break.
Not so fast, mister. Hold it right there.
Why, you tin-horn hero. I'm going to have the pleasure of busting in your face.
Like I said, Gadsden, I've been right easy with you.
Now you fold up, Sutter, unless you want some of the same.
Hey, Mr. Hickok, looks like you and Jingles got here just in time.
Take your boys round all these gun slicks up, Ted.
Yeah, we'll herd them all off the jail and clean up your town with one big shipment to the end of the line.
We sure do thank you, gents, Mr. Hickok.
Well, I guess all you need now is a new mayor, Ted.
I reckon Ted Sherman makes a good mayor, Wild Bill.
Now you're talking, gents.
Well, city elections are none of our business, men, but you could do a lot worse than Ted Sherman.
Well, let's elect him right now. All in favor, say aye.
Well, that's about the quickest election I ever saw. Give him a speech, Ted.
Well, gents, I've never hankered to be a politician, and I don't reckon I'll start now, but if you want me for your mayor, that's one job I'll take. Yeah, yeah, sure. And I've just got one thing to say. While Bill and Jingles just gave us a big hand in cleaning out these mavericks of Gadsden.
Hooray! Oh, excuse me.
I figure that's the end of their kind in these parts for good. I thank you.
That's a way to talk, Ted. Well, good luck, Mayor.
Yeah, we sure had a pile of pleasure working for you, Ted. Mr. Mayor, that is. And now that you are the mayor, I wish you'd pass a law that everybody's got to get some sleep at least once every 24 hours.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be with you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy. And if you kids want action, we've got it for you in a story called One Fresh Onion. Don't miss it.
And don't forget, kids, Mutual and all its more than 500 stations are going Wild West this week. There will be lots of special Western programs. So, boys and girls, for the best of the West, stay tuned right here to Mutual during Western Week.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving-sized Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Thank you. Kellogg.
Raymond Cereals has brought to another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh, Joe Duvall, Larry Dobkin, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oran. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...